Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on KVOI this Friday, January the 18th. Is it the 17th or 18th? No, it is the 18th. Okay. On a warm weekend coming up. Won't that be wonderful with temperatures pushing 70 degrees? But, you know, it's nice that we're not in Sydney, Australia. Friday, today, they had the hottest temperature ever recorded in Sydney, Australia, 115 degrees, as the summer down under is really blazing away. Hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to a good weekend. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Thank you for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We're live Monday through Friday at noon, right here on AM 1030 KVOI. Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming the show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We also make our program available by posting it to my website, buckmastershow.com. We post to the tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com as well. And we now have a show link on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. Their website is gvnews.com, and blogforarizona.com also has a link to the show. Our Friday Focus interview today is with Fletcher McCusker, the chair of the Rio Nuevo Board, which oversees the Rio Nuevo District in downtown Tucson. Mr. McCusker is the founder and immediate past chair and CEO of the Tucson-based Providence Service Corporation, which provides social services under government contracts. Joining me in studio to question Mr. McCusker is Mari Herreras, writer for the Tucson Weekly. If you'd like to join in the conversation, if you have a question or comment for Fletcher, he would be delighted to hear from you. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. Our Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Mari, it's good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
And Fletcher, good to see you. Thanks for being on the show.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. You are now officially retired from Providence, correct? So
correct.
I was correct there by saying the past chair.
That's the first time I've heard that, actually.
But there you go.
It feels pretty good.
It is now a reality. And another thing that is a reality, several of your board members on the Rio Nuevo board are questioning the wisdom of Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasacek's proposal that gun shows be banned from the TCC, which is owned by the Rio Nuevo board, and other city properties. Some of your thoughts on that.
Well, I wish we could stay out of politics and develop. That's the primary mission of Rio Nuevo, is to revitalize downtown. But I think because it's such a polarizing issue, and it's been so topical lately and personal, that you have a number of people now making personal comments. The district does own the TCC. We do lease it in toto to the city. They control it. I expect, Bill, that they can rent it or not rent it to whomever they want. There's only one gun show there a year, that I'm aware of. And, it's probably much ado about nothing revenue-wise. But, the whole issue of guns and gun control has become a very dramatic conversation for a lot of us.
Mari Herreras.
The one thing that you're obviously involved in downtown Second Saturdays has been a big support. You've been a big supporter of that project. How do you see, with all the changes going on downtown with the streetcar, how do you see possibly the importance of making a more of an art presence downtown? I mean, is that one of your goals to be more supportive of, a lot of people remember downtown with art galleries, right, and such?
There's really three personalities developing for downtown. The first one, kind of the 9-to-5 presence, is corporate and business. It's where the court is. It's where you go to serve on jury duty or pay a traffic fine. Also, a number of businesses have located down there. Providence moved in May of 2010, but they tell me some 40 other businesses have opened up since then. So you're beginning to see a business environment during the day. At sundown, it's an entertainment zone. You know, the Fox, the Rialto, the Arizona Civic Theater, Beowulf, and the number of the restaurants and clubs. You see a different kind of activity, pedestrian walking from theater to restaurant. The streetcar, I think, will activate, you know, both ends of that spectrum. And I think you will see arts develop. Unfortunately, they all struggle financially. The Children's Museum, the Museum of Contemporary Art, the Tucson Museum of Art, the Railroad Museum, they're all really struggling financially. And every other community, those kind of activities would be subsidized by local government. In Tucson, they're really not. I think per capita, we subsidize the arts about 60 cents per capita. A place like Denver is like $40 per capita. So I think you'll see arts interest, but most of the activity downtown right now is entrepreneurial, and it's for-profit, revenue-producing, tax-producing kind of businesses that are really the backbone right now of downtown.
Fletcher McCusker is with us. He is the head of the Rio Nuevo Board. Mari Herreras is here from the Tucson Weekly. It is our Friday Focus interview now, pushing 12:11 on the Buckmaster Show. Getting back to the TCC, is that priority one as far as getting that facility up to some kind of condition that performing arts groups that travel the country who have avoided the TCC, maybe they'll take a second look at it. But what are we talking about, Fletcher, in getting that facility up to speed?
Clearly by statute, and I think by our own intent, the TCC is our number one priority project. if you've been in it lately, it's dilapidated, it's aged, it's uncomfortable. Many bands, agents, managers boycott the TCC. Rio Nuevo Bill is meeting on Tuesday. If you're a fan of Rio Nuevo, you know that our board has approved a settlement with the city. The city council unanimously approved that settlement agreement, subject to kind of final legal revisions. We hope to approve that in our meeting on Tuesday, and that will allow us to get back to work. The first thing we intend to do is to look at the TCC, specifically the arena. Even though it's only 8,500 seats, we believe it could be much more practical, much more desirable, maybe new seats, a new scoreboard, new sound, new concessions, new restrooms, and a green room for visiting artists. So that will be the first thing you'll hear about from us in terms of actual expenditures once we get out of the litigation and stop spending money on lawyers.
And that's going to be Tuesday, you say?
Our meeting's Tuesday afternoon.
And so this will be the first step in hopefully getting this resolved this year?
Absolutely. I'm 99% certain that we're settled. There's been no changes in the business terms since we both went public with the settlement agreement. You have exhibits and legal language and releases and things that have come back and forth from the attorneys. But in terms of the Rio Nuevo board members, the mayor and council, there's been no real disagreement about the terms. So I fully expect that now the city council does not meet again until February 5th. So I fully expect that in our meeting Tuesday we can approve it, and then hopefully by February 5th, Bill, we'll have a settlement approved by both jurisdictions that will put Rio Nuevo's money back to work doing what it's supposed to have been doing.
Here's Mari Herreras again from the Tucson Weekly.
One of the things that I've heard folks talk about in terms of the concerns about downtown, great news about the settlement, you know, between the city and El Rio and Rio Nuevo being able to move forward. But one of the concerns is how the vision that we see for downtown and concerns that will we end up with once the streetcar comes through and will we end up with a Mill Avenue in Tempe? I think there's a lot of concerns that could be what the end result. Although, you know, the entrepreneurship that's taking place, it could be refreshing in that we wouldn't end up with that. But what do you think are steps that could help prevent us from going in that direction?
Well, you've raised a very good point, and you talked about the vision. I would say the lack of vision for downtown. The last master plan for downtown, including the areas west of the freeway, was in fact the 1999 Rio Nuevo approved plan. So since then, we have not had a revised master plan. Many of us that live and work downtown believe that that's the tragic part of the current situation. We've been really lucky. Congress could just as easily be a row of marijuana clinics. There's no zoning. There's been no plan. There's very little restrictions on what a commercial enterprise can do downtown. We have attracted a young, entrepreneurial, high-class environment, but it's been totally by luck. And I think we're obligated now, and I think the city would agree with me, to begin to vision and plan for the streetcar, the thousands of kids that are going to reside in dormitories now downtown. For the first time ever, we're building market-rate apartments downtown, so you're going to have people now live and reside downtown. And then you've got the 85 acres that are currently vacant west of the freeway. And what's going to become of that? All of the Rio Nuevo plans for that have been abandoned and are now probably unaffordable. That's very developable property. It will connect by streetcar to all the way to the university. So I think it's incumbent on all of us to get some sort of master plan together that envisions what downtown might be with density, which is coming, and modern transportation.
Who would lead that effort of a master plan?
Typically, you outsource it. You hire somebody to come in and do that and then present it to the Rio Nuevo board, to the council. I think that's probably the way to go.
One thing the downtown area does not have, and we will address this as after the other side of the break with Fletcher McCusker, and that is a downtown hotel. We may be the largest city in the United States without an immediate hotel in the downtown. We'll be talking with Fletcher McCusker, who heads up the Rio Nuevo Board, and Mari Herreras is here from the Tucson Weekly as we continue with our Friday Focus interview, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment about downtown for Fletcher McCusker, give us a call right now. We'll be right back.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The RTA. Delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster. I'm joined by Mari Hararis from the Tucson Weekly, and Fletcher McCusker is our Friday Focus interview. Mr. McCusker is the CEO of the Downtown Rio Nuevo Board. That's right, isn't it? Is it CEO?
Chairman.
Chairman, okay. Yeah, you're the past CEO of the Providence.
Yeah, it's an unpaid position.
Okay, you're the past CEO and chair of the Providence Service Corporation. We're talking about Downtown Hotel, and I have no idea if this is true. It's just a guess on my part that we're probably the only city of our size without an actual downtown hotel in the urban center.
I couldn't tell you for sure, but it certainly made us non-competitive in dealing with conventioneers. A lot of the conventions that have been downtown have also moved out to the casino, which is a much more attractive venue. So it's a problem for us. You know, we've got some private sector support coming. We've got two, maybe three hotel operators that want to build in the downtown area. It's clear the government cannot afford to build nor operate a hotel, so we're out of the hotel business. But we think part of what Rio Nuevo could do is to provide some seed money to these kind of operators who are interested in developing a private hotel in the downtown core. So hopefully, Bill, this time next year, you'll see maybe two or three hotels.
With national branding?
With national brands. Boutique hotels up to, we're talking to one developer that wants to build a 300-bed branded hotel near the convention center. So, you know, it's coming. The government's role, I believe, is to support that, make it easy to get through the process, the development services permitting process, deal with the infrastructure, parking, flood control, access, you know, those kind of things, and then help these private sector developers, encourage them to build.
Yeah, well, before I give it back over to Amari, I think, too, there's an image, still this lingering image problem. It's almost like we have a couple of Tucsons. We have the Tucson north of River Road, and then we have another Tucson. And getting the people north of River Road to go downtown for something other than jury duty is still an issue, I think.
Well, they'll come for Willie Nelson. They'll come for Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
So we have seen people. They'll come to the symphony. They'll come to a play. Mm-hmm. What they haven't done is linger. They'll go to the symphony, park in the symphony parking lot, and then leave.
Right.
Now you're beginning to see people promenade. and they'll walk to Maynard's, or they'll walk to the hub, or they'll park on one end and walk the other direction. We think the streetcar will enable that. So it is a youthful demographic that is really invested in downtown. But you're beginning to attract, at Second Saturday, we poll people, where did you come from? How did you hear about it? And we're now getting people from every zip code that come downtown. So okay. In spite of the crickety sidewalks and boarded up buildings and lack of parking, we have found that interesting activity will attract people downtown.
Okay, so here's Mari Herrera of the Tucson Weekly.
I think that there, you know, Bill's right in terms of the what people feel, how people feel about downtown, and that goes through all different sectors of our community. But it always begs a question, because I was gone for a while and then, you know, come back to Tucson and see how other cities operate and work and function. And coming from a place of a smaller population where they really did seem to get downtown and its importance. I mean, you came in completely from the outside and come to Tucson. I mean, what is it about us that where we border on this not necessarily functioning properly to sometimes, you know, we lots of us do think, though, that downtown has been very active and never seen.
We are unique.
We are.
And we're
special.
And we are really one of the last cities of our size to develop our downtown area.
It's clearly generational, I think. The people that are the most passionate about town are the millennials, the 20 to 30s that don't mind parking problems, that ride their bike, that want to walk, that will walk from one edge of town to the other, that don't mind if they're going to a show at the Fox, they have to park three blocks away. My age group is not as enchanted with downtown, and it has been a real challenge. Food makes a difference, high-quality restaurants. We've got to ease the parking problems, and we give them additional reasons to want to come downtown. Support for the arts, high-quality entertainment, great restaurants and food. I do think all that's coming. You see pieces of it now, and even the east side of downtown is dramatically different than the west side of downtown, and almost all that growth has been organic. And I think, you know, we see another 12 restaurants that are slated to open in downtown in the near future. So, you know, I think people are going to come down, they're going to try it out, they're going to experiment with it. If they have fun, they're going to come back.
The modern streetcar, what is the latest thinking now on the timetable?
We're 5 to 6 months delayed, and they're still shooting to be operational the end of calendar 2013. But the construction pieces of it downtown are about 5 months behind.
How about amenities after people get off the streetcar?
There is no money for that. So if you would like to contribute to the sidewalk fund, it was a shortcoming, I think, in the planning. The streetcar is curb to curb. So they're doing the streets, they're doing the rails. They will not touch the sidewalks. So the risk is that you get off this beautiful $200 million streetcar to broken brick, crackety sidewalks. So, you know, part of the conversation with Rio Nuevo is that this is a good use of Rio Nuevo funds, actually, to participate in some of the streetscape built along the streetcar in the downtown portion of that.
Mari, you have a quick final question?
Just how do we, you know, with talking about downtown, how do we, you know, there's Long Cantata and then there's downtown. I mean, how do we make sure that downtown is still a place for everybody?
Retail's a big piece of that. You know, that's the thing that's missing probably the most downtown. And it takes usually one store to get that started. In Austin, it was the Gap. You know, Austin 10 years ago had no retail. You know, someone's going to have to commit to a retail presence, and we need to encourage that. Other cities have incentivized retailers to come into blighted areas like that. You know, but I think, you know, shopping's really missing downtown. And I think, you know, once we get some of that developed, get some of the West Side things where people have another reason to come downtown, you'll start to see downtown fill out.
Fletcher McCusker, thank you very much for being with us. Good luck in certainly what will be a very pivotal year for the future of downtown Tucson 2013, and good luck to all of your endeavors with downtown.
Bill, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Friday Focus interview with Fletcher McCusker. We have our Friday Reporters Roundtable coming up next. Mari Herreras from the Tucson Weekly will stick around and talk about the top stories of the week. And Dylan Smith will join us from TucsonSentinel.com as we continue with the Friday edition of the Buckmaster Show. SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The State Department says Americans are still being held hostage in Algeria, the third day of a standoff with terrorists at a natural gas complex in the Sahara. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, indicted on 21 corruption charges, including wire fraud, bribery, and money laundering. The presidential campaign is over, but that doesn't mean that President Obama's political organization is through. It's being turned into a nonprofit group funded partly by corporate money to help mobilize support behind his second-term agenda. Florida wildlife officials say 21 Burmese pythons have been killed so far in a public hunt for the invasive species in the Everglades. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 13 points, the NASDAQ down 9. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rugg Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rugg Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rugg Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rugg Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rugg Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGGS.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. Time for our Friday Reporters Roundtable featuring local journalists who we invite into the Buckmaster Show, and we're very happy that they take us up on our invitation to join us to talk about the top stories of the week. Joining me on the Friday Roundtable this week, Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly and Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com, an online news service. Both Mari and Dylan are part of our regular contributing team on the Buckmaster Show, where we have about two dozen contributors who make regular appearances on this program, and you can see that full list. It's an impressive group, I will say, at buckmastershow.com. We have them all up there with their bios and pictures. If you have a question or comment for the Buckmaster Show, our live line number is 790-2040, 790-2040. The Friday Reporters Roundtable on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Mari staying over from our interview with Fletcher McCusker, and we welcome now Dylan. Dylan, good to see you.
Great to be here, as always.
You heard a little bit of our interview that we just conducted with Fletcher, and we kind of touched on this thing about downtown, and there's still this image thing about kind of several Tucsons. The people north of River Road wind up going downtown if they've got jury duty or maybe to the symphony. But
it's always baffled me that some people think that downtown Tucson is somehow unsafe. I remember a couple I was speaking with about 20 years ago, and they were from Brooklyn. They'd spent their whole lives in Brooklyn and retired to Tucson and thought downtown Tucson was somehow frightening. I mean, really? I mean, you can walk around downtown Tucson pretty much at any hour of the evening, and you know, it might be a little deserted, not exactly full of hustle and bustle at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I think it's pretty safe.
Yeah, I don't think, Mari, that safety is a big issue. And I've heard others complain about, well, the parking. Well, I think the parking issue has certainly been solved. And now, as Fletcher was pointing out, people from the foothills who regularly do come down for the symphony or for an ATC play or something, rather than just going to the event, getting back in their car and leaving, now they are kind of walking around and checking out some of these fine dining establishments.
And that's cool. I'm glad that people are doing that. I think that parking, check, got that done. Safety, never been an issue. No. I always felt comfortable walking by myself. I'm a woman. Hey, never had a problem walking alone downtown. But I think that there are these image issues that we always seem to struggle with. Oh, downtown, there's nothing going on. No, there's tons of things going on downtown.
I think it's been for a really long time, I would say.
I think Fletcher's interest in downtown has been kind of interesting, because if you look at the Fox, he was talking about how that's done. When he was on board there, I think it was, people have joked that it's like Fletcher's iPod during that time. and sometimes that's what you need. You need someone to come in with a little different perspective. The Rialto right now has been announcing show after show after show. They are kicking it. They're going to be so busy this season. So there's some great stuff going on.
On the parking thing, when you go to the mall, count your steps from your car to whatever shop you're actually trying to go to in the mall. And, you know, I think that's going to be well more than a couple blocks worth of stuff. You look at the size of the parking lot at a mall, and you're, you know, quite a ways away. So that's just more of a psychological thing than an actual, you know, ooh, you have to walk farther sort of issue.
And Mari and Dylan Fletcher brought up something that really I had not thought of, about a kind of a master plan for downtown. Really, our only blueprint of what we're still working with is the 1999 failed Rio Nuevo project, that maybe it is time now to readdress this. And he said, we've really been lucky that really kind of nice, high-end entrepreneurial restaurateurs have stepped up, Dylan, to the plate.
It, you know,
I mean, he said it could have looked a lot different on Congress Street.
Yeah, could. It's interesting. There's, you know, one of the other issues downtown is there are a lot of people who've been working down there, running their small businesses down there, for some of them for decades now, and they have concerns about gentrification and being forced out as, you know, successful high-end businesses come in, rents might spike up so much that they'll get forced out. So, you know, we are going to see sort of a change in how things appear downtown, especially with the, you know, hundreds and really thousands of students who are going to end up living down there.
But we really do, Mari, have to solve these two pressing issues: the deterioration of the Tucson Convention Center and this hotel situation. And here we have the Gem Show people coming to town here in a couple of weeks. And really, now we are, as I pointed out with Fletcher, probably the largest city in America without an immediate hotel operating in the downtown area.
Yeah, it is amazing that we're at this point. I think it's not fair for someone like me to go to the convention center and have flashbacks of when I saw the Osmond family when I was 7 years old or whatever year it was. That's just not right, you know. It should have been changed so much that I don't know or remember that show and what I went through. But it brings us always to these questions of why are we at this point, and did we just focus so much in our economic development on housing and not on this kind of development, and kind of miss the boat, and now we're playing catch up? And you know, the master plan idea, though, a little frightens me, just because I think it could bring up the word consultant, which I think we've all, you know.
Well, you asked him where would this come from, and he said, probably in a, I think he said outside consultants. Yeah.
And you just start immediately seeing dollar signs flicker by when that.
Anyway, I had a long list of other issues, but downtown just seemed, I think it needs to be talked about. And let's move on to the governor's state of the state, Dylan, the surprise announcement. The governor deciding to back the expanded Arizona Medicaid program to take advantage of the federal Affordable Care Act. The governor sees a lot of money here at stake.
Well, I can't remember the exact dollar figure that would be estimated to come in, but it's going to, you know, bring in, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars over a few years. The federal government's going to pay for the entire tab for the first 3 years and 90% of it after that. So out of pocket in Arizona, it's a, you know, a fairly small amount of money for a pretty big bang, and I think that's really tipped Brewer towards, despite her rhetoric against Obamacare, to you know, make this decision. Whether she's going to be able to lobby the legislature to push that through is a, you know, kind of an open question at this point.
Yeah.
But given the fact that it would bring in a whole lot of money, create a, you know, thousands of jobs in the healthcare industry, that it's going to be, I think, probably a little bit tough for even the most ardent opponents of healthcare reform to argue against it.
I think this could split Republicans, though, Mari. We had Ethan Orr, the Republican new freshman lawmaker from Southern Arizona, on the show, and he's really, he says, willing to take a hard look at the governor's plan. But I wonder how it's going to divide the Republicans.
You know, I wonder, though, if it surprisingly won't, because, you know, here we are talking about the urban core and importance of that. You know, what about our rural areas? I mean, we have a lot of rural areas in Arizona that depend on the rural hospitals. They made it loud and clear how much this is going to, in the beginnings when we were first writing about this, they made it loud and clear that this was going to cause great harm to providing medical services in our rural communities and towns. Those are areas that are already feel neglected to begin with. And they have a large Republican base, I'm sure. And those are people that are going to, you know, the hospitals have been communicated with their communities, and they've obviously communicated with the governor. And now their next step is going to be talking with those legislators. And I think they're going to hear an earful from people in rural Arizona that are saying, look, we need proper care in our communities. And they do. And they should demand it.
And this money is, for some of those small hospitals, pretty much make or break.
It does.
Mari, the Weekly, your paper, has written extensively about the Greyhound Park in South Tucson.
God bless Tim Vanderpool.
Tim has done a really, really excellent job
Yes.
on covering the whole situation about the future of Greyhound Park. They're going to cut back to 4 days, and I ask you, Mari, is this the beginning of the end of dog racing in the community?
I don't know. You know, I feel like it would be great if my grandfather was still alive, because he was definitely a regular at the dog park. You know, that was that generation that went there, had a few beers. I remember going with him a couple of those races. But I think its time has come and gone in so many ways. And I think Richard Elias from Pima County was quoted saying that, you know, there's so many things that are they have to deal with, you know, there's casinos,
right.
There's off-track betting, so many other ways people can get that gambling fix. And nowadays that maybe, you know, its time is gone. And also we care about animals a little bit more than we used to back then. And that's a change.
Well, the money involved in greyhound racing, for the most part, isn't money that's local. There aren't that many people actually heading down to the track anymore. It's all people, you know, across the country betting on these races that are held here through OTB. It's not really a Tucson institution in the way it was for so many years.
And I'm so glad that legislation has been introduced to forbid the use of live animals as prizes at carnivals. And also the same piece of legislation would prohibit anyone convicted of animal abuse from having a pet for at least 2 years. Well, I would say I'd go longer than two yeah. years with that. Like maybe
me personally,
never.
I'd go much longer than 2 years.
Yeah, like maybe never.
Totally.
But anyway, that's just a little segue from the Greyhound Park. TUSD, Mari, is one of your issue beat areas that you cover for the Weekly. They spent what? Several million on this software project that they committed to in 2009. Now they're going to put it on the shelf, or what's the latest there?
They're still discussing that. It's the 10 million, and they won't. They're doing a study, I guess, of what they should do with it, and what they should use or what they should use in replacing it. And they're not going to be done with that until May. So they're it's a big contemplation of what should happen with this software that was to fix specifically payroll issues, which were a huge problem. And I think they got a lot of them fixed, but it wasn't because of this software. It was because they realized that there were these issues when people weren't getting paid properly.
And new Common Core standards, they're called, Dylan, for education. The question will be, is there going to be money for education or for any of these core standards to be implemented?
Well, that's always the problem in Arizona with education.
Yes.
Is it's easy to propose great new programs that will sweep away the old and bring in the new, and everything will be perfect and great, but nobody ever wants to pay for it.
No, they certainly don't. Congratulations to Gabby being on the cover of the new issue of Time. Nice. She looks great.
It looks great. It's a pretty dramatic pose. One of our commenters online said that she looks fierce.
Yeah. What did you think?
I thought she looked like her old self in
a lot of ways. In many ways. It's a very flattering picture, and it's about, for those that haven't seen the picture, she's on there with Vice President Biden and Mayor Bloomberg.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And they're talking about the gun control issue. And we kind of touched on this briefly in the Fletcher McCusker interview about Councilman Steve Kasachek wanting no more gun shows at the TCC. Fletcher seemed to really downplay kind of an economic impact of all of that, Dylan Smith.
I guess it's there's only one company right now that has been renting
the
convention center.
The gun shows, yeah.
And, a handful of gun shows every year by the one company that's, not a... a huge, on a citywide basis, that's certainly not a huge impact. Perhaps as far as firearms dealers and people who are, in the firearms enthusiasts, that might be a big deal. But the Pima County, Chuck Huckleberry says that he's not going to try and halt gun shows at the Pima County Fairgrounds. So if the city kicks them out,
they'll probably just move over there. Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com, Mary Hararis from the Tucson Weekly. Thank you both very much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too, and everybody else out there.
Thanks a lot. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of Leo, our new landscape evolution observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
That music signals the weekend on the Buckmaster Show Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. The Red Paint Powwow is underway today, tomorrow, and Sunday in Silver City. Get a chance. It's only 3.5 hours over to Silver, east of Tucson. Lots going on this weekend. A lot of great places to stay, too, in the Silver City area, including Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Manzano's RV Park, Lake Roberts Motel, and Little Toad Creek Inn. So get over for the Red Paint Powwow in Silver City. To find out more, visit southwestnewmexico.org. And now here he is, the culinary cruiser, Matt Russell, well-known public relations man in Tucson, columnist on the Foodie Beat for Inside Tucson Business, and today dressed in a kind of a 1930s pinstripe suit, you know, one of those really wide pinstripes, getting ready for Dillinger Days downtown.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love it. You know, our friends down at the Hotel Congress always do such a great time every year, Bill, recreating the events that led up to the capture of John Dillinger right here in Tucson. And Dillinger Days is upon us once again this weekend. But, Bill, my favorite part of this event is the Dillinger Speakeasy.
What?
Which starts tonight at 7 o'clock at the Hotel Congress. They're going to be serving up premium whiskeys and local beers and great cigars. There's going to be live swing music and some great food, lots of 1930s memorabilia. The event supports the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation, and it's only $25 at the door tonight. So I say let's channel our inner gangsters and head down to the Hotel Congress tonight for Dillinger Speakeasy.
Well, you're already dressed for the part, and don't forget the big hat. Don't forget the big hat too, as well.
I got it on right now.
Yeah, a lot of us who live in the foothills are very excited about the new Whole Foods. We've been waiting patiently for it. It is here. It is open.
I love it. You know, and you wouldn't normally expect to enjoy a true culinary experience along with a fine wine or craft beer in the middle of a grocery store, but that new Whole Foods market on River and Craycroft is creating a dining destination for Tucson foodies at what they call the East River Bar, which is right there in the store, conveniently located between the wine and the beer departments. And, Bill, they've got bar stools and pub tables and large TV screens, 24 beers on tap.
Wow.
Plus this great pub food menu. I think it takes grocery shopping to a whole new level. In fact, after a grass-fed cheeseburger and a glass of local craft beer, you may forget that you actually went to the grocery store to go shopping. I'm in for happy hour tonight.
Oh, you mentioned that grass-fed burger. We love that grass-fed meat from Whole Foods. Argentina, how about going down to where it's summer right now? Argentina, Heart and Soul Food and Wine Festival.
Love it. Capping off the weekend, head over to the Hacienda del Sol on Sunday afternoon for their annual Argentina Heart and Soul. There's going to be more than 40 wines to taste, focusing, of course, on the South American selections, complemented by some authentic Argentinian cuisine, and live music by one of my favorite local bands, Tesoro, all at this beautiful setting in the foothills where we expect near-perfect weather. Get ready to eat, drink, and dance Argentina style at the Hacienda del Sol Sunday afternoon starting at 4 p.m.
Matt Russell with Weekend Watch. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bill. Thanks.
Thanks. Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. The guests on the Buckmaster Show enjoy a bottled water from Culligan. Culligan offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We really love the Culligan water, folks. It simply tastes better. The Buck